Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and it's Friday. Take a deep breath. I know it's been a tough Friday. It's been a frustrating Friday because of all the things going on in Afghanistan. All of us have that feeling of discomfort and pangs that America didn't get it right. Joe Biden and his administration didn't get it right after all the 20 years of sacrifice, life, limb, psychological loss that our soldiers gave us to hold the line against the Taliban, against Al-Qaeda, and we're seeing it unravel. Now, it's not over till it's over, and so there's always a chance to right the ship. And today, Joe Biden is on the podium trying to explain how we got here, where we're going. I'm not sure yet that it's had much profound effect, but there is a recognition in all across the world, our allies, our own military, all those who served before, that the problem is bad, that America's reputation, its credibility, its trust from its allies particularly has been damaged by this. But there's always a moment to begin to make a change. And we'll see if in the next few days, smart and wise people come together and push the president, do something to prevent any further erosion of the trust that we had there and the losses that we've already endured in this extraordinarily difficult time in Afghanistan. Now, we should go into the weekend and make some noise, right? Let's make some noise. And so I've got a person just perfect for that today in the podcast. We're so lucky to have joining us for the first time on John Solomon Reports, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is a woman who says what she means what she says. She doesn't worry about offending people. She doesn't care if she's going to get kicked off a committee in Congress or Twitter. She's going to stick to what she thinks. And I want to bring on today because she makes news all the time and then she's always in the media. But there is something she's been talking about that connects the infrastructure deal and the $3.5 trillion spending bills that have been winding through Congress that most people go, oh God, how much money are we going to spend, to what's going on in Afghanistan. Just think about that for a second. There's a connection between the clean energy infrastructure, $3.5 trillion agenda of the Liberal Democrats, and what is happening in the failed exit to Afghanistan. And here's the answer. It's a five-letter word. China. What do I mean by that? The single greatest precious resource in Afghanistan. Doesn't have many. It's a country that has a lot of needs and very little rest. But it has one of the largest reserves of rare earth metals, precious metals. The things that we make computer boards and cell phones and car batteries and electric car batteries from, a thing called lithium, one of the most largest untapped deposits in the world, is in Afghanistan. We didn't do a very good job mining it or working with Afghanistan to tap into it and turn it into something. And as we're exiting, as we're heading out the door with our, it looks like most people will say with our tail between our legs, I'm not sure that, you know, we'll let people decide that for themselves. But as we're doing that, China is moving in, and for one reason only. You know what that reason is? They're going to make a deal, and they're going to get that lithium out of the ground, and their 70-80% monopoly on rare earth metals, precious metals, is going to go up closer to 100%. And America, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been warning about this, America is going to be more bowed, more dependent on China. If you're wondering, well, that's off in the distance. There's no proof of it. You know, things can change. Why do we have to worry about it? Just do me a favor today. Go to your local car dealer. Go to the new car dealer in town. Just drive by the lot and see how many new cars are on the lot. You're going to find a ghost town. There are very few new cars on the lots in American car dealers. You say, well, why? Everyone's back to work. Everybody needs new cars, right? Because the microchips that you use to make our modern day cars are not in America. We're waiting by weeks and months of delay. And who makes and controls that microchip market because they control the rare earth metals up? Yeah, you got it. Beijing, China, communist China. Well, we're going to bring the Congresswoman on to help educate us on this connection between the move towards electric cars, which is a big mandate in the legislation that the Democrats and the Biden administration are pushing, with the lithium in the ground in Afghanistan, with the monopolies that China has on semiconductor chips and batteries and rare earth metals. It all fits together. And when you talk about a perfect storm, and hey, listen, I'm not suggesting it's a conspiracy, it's just a perfect storm. China's going to take advantage of our failed exit from Afghanistan. They're going to get the lithium. They're going to increase their capabilities in the rare earth metals, in the Senate, and then they'll have more sway, more power over in the United States that's very dependent on electronics. And now, because of the Biden and Democrats' green push, is going to be more dependent on electric cars and therefore electric car batteries. This all fits together. It's very important for all of us to understand that the world we live in is so small. And one event, two events, three events that seem disparate often can have an interconnected relationship, an interconnected impact on America. And we're going to talk to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene today. I'm sure she has a few words about President Biden. We'll get that in. We'll ask her about what it was like to get kicked off on Twitter. Did it really matter? Might not have, because she's made as much news off Twitter as she has on Twitter. And of course, we'll talk about the Green New Deal, what's going on in Congress, all those things, and her promise earlier this week to raise money to primary any Republican who supports the infrastructure and or $3.5 trillion spending bill that the Democrats have woven together. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Marjorie Taylor Greene, buckle your seatbelt. This is going to be a wild ride. It always is. But we're going to learn a lot from a woman who's very impassioned. She says what she means. She means what she says. She doesn't really care what the media or other politicians, even her own party, thinks. She speaks her mind. And you're going to get a full sense of that in just a few minutes. We're so lucky to have her on the show. When we come back, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for the whole show. We'll be right back. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. And you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. It's Friday. We got to do something big and special, so we've done it. That Congresswoman everybody wants to hear from, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is joining us. Congresswoman, welcome here.
Well, hi, John. Thank you so much for having me on today.
It's an honor to have you on, and so much to talk about, but I want to start because you've been on the forefront of this warning that Joe Biden was going to have difficulty getting out of Afghanistan, and boy, he has. And when you step back now, how big a blunder is this going to be on his presidency?
Well, I fully believe it's an impeachable offense. It's a complete dereliction of duty, and I've already drawn up articles of impeachment. That's how serious it is. And if he had any honor at all, actually, Joe Biden should resign. But I don't know if we're going to see that happen.
Now, do you think other members in the Republican Party will join you in the articles and try to build momentum for that?
I certainly hope so. I've been working the phones all day today, contacting as many of my colleagues as I possibly can. You see, I think the GOP conference needs courage, and that's why I pushed them so hard. And I think it takes courage to sign your names on articles of impeachment, but I think this is absolutely necessary. It's inexcusable that Joe Biden left thousands of Americans and Afghan allies behind in under the rule of the Taliban, terrorists, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. We don't even know if all of our people are alive. We don't know anything that's happening on the ground. And it's awful. And really, it's a shame what he's done to the military. They have spent so many years over there. And for them to have to see this end after losing friends and losing limbs and coming back home and suffering for so many years of going there, it's just awful what he did to the military as well. So I think it's time to impeach Joe Biden.
It's a big statement. We're going to watch and see how many people rally behind that. Now, one of the amazing things I saw on television the last couple of days was Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who, by the way, spent many years in Afghanistan. He knows that terrain well, saying I can't believe a U.S. military official said this, that we don't have the capacity to go out and rescue Americans. When did we lose that capacity? I'm just curious, Congresswoman, did they give any briefings to tell you that they suddenly lost the ability not to rescue Americans?
Well, I think what we have lost is we lost real leadership. And for Lloyd Austin to say that, Mark Milley, they have completely failed us. If I had any say at all, and I'm pushing as hard as I possibly can, both of them should be fired. There is no way they should be leading in our military operations and making decisions like they're making. We have never lost the ability to go after our own people. As a matter of fact, we should be doing targeted bombing right now and making sure the Taliban understands to get out of the way and leave Americans alone and let our people leave. And that is what any good leader would be doing. And we're seeing other countries go in and go after their people. I can't imagine being one of our military members having to sit to the side and not be able to go in after our own people. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's got to be excruciating. And also not to go after all those Afghans who stood beside you for 20 years and helped us, whether as interpreters or strategists or special forces, they're all on their own too. And our allies are on their own. Do you think, we saw images just 2 months ago of Joe Biden hanging out with the Gang of Seven in Europe, and it was all fun and games, and the people were saying America's back. Do you think we've significantly damaged our relations with our allies with the way this has unfolded?
Oh, completely. I think I saw just earlier the UK, that they were condemning Joe Biden already. Oh, we have damaged relations in so many ways, and we've lost the trust of our allies, with our Afghan allies that we're leaving behind. But I do want to say one thing about that. I'm pretty adamant about our country. It's our home, and I'm pretty picky about who comes in. And so I'm a big supporter of Trump's strong border policies, especially the Remain in Mexico policy. And I want very good vetting of people that we're bringing in, especially with the Afghans.
Of course.
And so I want them vetted out of the country before they're brought in. And I just think we need to be smarter about that. I'm pretty upset with my own state governor, Brian Kemp, for just openly saying literally the next day after this started that he would welcome in Afghan refugees.
Yeah.
And I'm against that. I don't want Minneapolis in Georgia. I just don't want that, especially after we saw those refugees produce Ilhan Omar in Congress.
Well, one of the things that we really have to watch, and here's one of the amazing things. I had Kash Patel, who was President Trump's point man for the transition at the Defense Department, and they hand this remarkably detailed plan to Joe Biden, who throws it in the garbage right away. But one of the things he said is they had a plan to do the orderly vetting of all the Afghans who may have helped us, the interpreters and others who were stood beside us. And that was bring them to Bagram. They'll be protected. We can vet them slowly and carefully, and we won't have any rush to do it. And the good ones can come to the places where they need to go, and the bad ones, we say, sorry, we can't help you. We gave up Bagram like 8 weeks before we were supposed to get out. How big a strategic mistake was that?
Horrible mistake. President Trump's plan was fantastic, and they spent a lot of time working on it.
Yeah, they did.
Taking these Afghan allies and vetting them and going through the process slowly and carefully was the right thing to do. But Joe Biden completely failed. You know, what they've done is the Democrats and their severe cases of Trump derangement syndrome has just destroyed common sense and any way of making a good decision. But I think the real problem with Joe Biden is he is not mentally capable. And we see it over and over, John, especially his recent interview with Stephanopoulos. And they released the transcripts.
Yeah.
And it's not even coherent. So it's, yeah.
The clips and the transcript are pretty different, aren't they?
Totally different.
Well, you have been a very cogent voice on an issue that I think most Americans aren't educated on. And I want to take a moment to do this because I think you've been one of the first to point this out. The infrastructure bill, as you have called it, is a big giveaway, not only to clean energy companies in America, but to China, because there is this provision that says by 2030, we got to get all these cars to electric vehicle status. And we can't do that unless we get our batteries and our lithium from China, because they have a monopoly in the market, 80-85%. But now there's a connection to Afghanistan, which is that the largest untapped deposit of lithium in the world is sitting in Afghanistan. We weren't smart enough to work with the Afghan people to mine it the last 20 years. And so it's sitting there untapped, ready for the Chinese to come in. The combination of the infrastructure bill and the Afghan flawed pullout, tell us how big a win China gets out of this.
Well, this is the one I've been screaming from the rooftops for months now. And it's unbelievable. It's almost nefarious. So here's what's actually happening. So we've been in Afghanistan for about 18 years. And think how much money American taxpayers have spent in the Middle East and in countries all over the world with our military presence. But here, the Democrats, their full plan, and people don't understand it completely because our media fails to explain everything. The full plan for the Democrats is to pass the Green New Deal. Now, we scoffed and laughed at the Green New Deal just a few years ago, and we made fun of it like AOC's kindergarten coloring book. But truly, the Green New Deal is the way of the future for the Democrats, and it's socialism, complete socialism, with even a tint of communism, the policies and the tactics and the way they want to implement these big government programs. And so the most dangerous part, I keep explaining to everyone, because it's something that relates for every single American that owns a car or a truck and relies on a car or a truck in their daily life, is that the Green New Deal, which is in the infrastructure and the budget, don't let any Republican tell you it's just the budget. It is absolutely the infrastructure bill,
too. It's split between them, actually. That's how you put it together. Yeah.
Yep. It's step one and step two to the Green New Deal. And it, what it does is it forces Americans to rely on batteries to drive your car. Now, right now, we have oil, gas, we've got gas, diesel, and you can choose to have an electric vehicle, which I'm not against. But the government making it by law that you can't drive a gas or diesel truck is communism, right? You're ending an industry, a private business industry, that oil and gas industry, but also you're changing the auto industry and how they manufacture and build vehicles. And you're forcing America to rely on China. And here's what most people don't understand. America only competes in the rare earth mineral mining all the way to the production of a battery, the lithium battery, which it takes to drive an electric vehicle. We are from anywhere from 0% in the mining phase up to 10% at the most with the lithium battery production phase. But China dominates right now 80% of the rare earth mines all over the world. 80%.
It's a monster monopoly.
Yes, they dominate the battery market by 75%. And now China is moving in rapidly, and they've already been negotiating this deal with the Taliban for a long time. They want the mining rights to over 1 trillion of rare earth minerals in Afghanistan. And look at the timing of it. They want to pass the Green New Deal starting on Monday when we report back to Washington, when Nancy Pelosi pulls us back. And then here we have Joe Biden ripped our American military out of Afghanistan just this week. And so it is shocking to me, the timing of it. And it's to me, it's almost nefarious. It's like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden doing business deals with China and handing over the American people to be slaves to China's battery market.
It is going to be a remarkable wake-up call, because people don't realize 2030 is not that far off. And all those blue-collar workers who may have voted for Democrats in the Michigan auto plants, all those places, they're going to get a rude wake-up call if this becomes reality, because the electric cars aren't being made in Detroit anymore. They're out in other places like Tesla out in California or Texas. And this is going to have some real impact on the economics. But empowering China at this moment, I noticed one of the embassies that doesn't seem to be worried about rolling up in Kabul is China. They seem to be comfortable there. They're the big winner when we get out of Afghanistan, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And China, now don't forget, China has had a relationship with the Taliban.
They have.
For decades.
Yep.
I mean, they've been providing them with weapons. They've done business with them.
They had no problem doing work with them.
Oh, yeah. And they very much want to take the Belt and Road through Afghanistan.
That's right.
To get to their new best buddies, Iran. They just made a 25-year deal with Iran. So this is a dangerous, very dangerous road that Joe Biden, I believe, purposely paved for the American people. And it's because of the Green New Deal. And just think this, 8.5 years, it's 8.5 years roughly until all cars and trucks, if the Green New Deal passes, must be electric vehicles. And right now we've got over 50,000 trucks sitting in Kentucky that can't be sold because they're waiting on microchips from China. So imagine, you know, your battery breaks down in your electric vehicle that you're forced to drive, and here we are in 2032, and you got to go to the shop and order a new battery for your car. And then they say, well, I'm sorry, Mr. or Mrs. American, we're on back order by probably about 18 months for a battery from China.
Well,
sir, can I buy it from somewhere else?
Yeah.
No, that's the only place we can get them from. And this is what we're looking at. We're looking at a true crisis and forcing America on our knees to rely on an enemy that sent us a horrible virus that I call a bioweapon that's killed over 600,000 Americans. So it's a failure from top to bottom, and we have to stop it.
You know, people hear this and say, okay, that's a prediction. 2030, we're going to be short in batteries. It's going on right now. You pointed this out when we were talking about this offline. When you go by a new car dealer today, the lots are empty, and there's a reason why we can't get any microchips right now. So we've already seen how China can control our market right in this very moment now with the control of, or the lack of computer microchips for cars right now, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're already suffering under the control of China and their dominance in this market and in the rare earth mineral market. And that makes microchips, that makes batteries.
Right.
This is just an energy sector, and it's a sector of the economy that they completely control. And, you know, when you're at the mercy of another country's, then they're ahead of you. And China wants to defeat America. They want to defeat us in our economy. They want to defeat us in our military. And Biden is allowing that to happen. And the Democrats are going to allow that to happen through the infrastructure bill and the budget next week. So any Republican that says, oh, I'm going to do bipartisan work and I'm going to vote for the infrastructure bill. No, they are selling out Americans and handing us over to China through the Green New Deal and through AOC's delusional worship of Bernie Sanders and his communist agenda for America. So this is why I'm telling everybody, I'm like, call every Republican, you call all my colleagues and tell them to vote no on both bills, because we can't allow this. And I'm only, John, I'm only telling you about one teeny tiny part of this catastrophe.
There's
and
so
plan.
Much in these two bills that are jaw dropping that Americans will take. It'll take years for them to absorb how much consequence there is to these two pieces of legislation. Now, I was sitting on cue waiting to come on Steve Bannon's show, and you were ahead of me the other day, and you made a very bold promise. You are going to raise money to primary any lawmaker in the Republican Party that votes for the infrastructure and $3.5 trillion bills. You're going to do that, right? You're not backing off that threat at all, are you?
No, I'm not at all. I'm, you know, people don't understand me, but I didn't run for Congress because I needed a job or just thought it was cool or anything like that. I'm there strictly because I'm really angry, and I'm really angry at the failures in our federal government, the types of failures that we would never allow in private businesses. And now that I read the bills and I know exactly what they say, and I know things like in the infrastructure bill, it says $7.5 billion. To pay China to build infrastructure in the United States and electric vehicle charging stations. Well, no, thank you. You know, I'm so serious about stopping that. Then yes, I've already raised over since we were both on Steve Bannon's show over $250,000.
Wow!
And that's from regular people.
Yeah.
And I didn't have
the grassroots,
one single phone call to make that happen. That's
amazing.
Right, grassroots.
Well, it shows you how concerned everyday Americans are with what's going on in Washington. Now, you had a momentary pause from Twitter imposed on you by the censors at Twitter. And, you know, I was curious. I'm like, well, did Twitter win in this? Did they silence the congresswoman? And I looked and you have as much news coverage. You have as much conversation. You've made as much engagement with your constituents. It had no effect on you. You literally went on your job and were communicating. Did you just prove that Twitter may not be as relevant as we thought it was?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I had a delightful week off of Twitter, and I didn't have to put up with all the bots that pollute my Twitter page and all the hate that comes from the delusional left and basically foreigners that just act like they're Americans and make crazy comments. But yeah, no, Twitter is completely irrelevant. The only reason Twitter is relevant is at all is because people choose to stay.
Yeah.
And so having a week off of Twitter, no, I got to go a bunch of different places, you know, give speeches, get out in public, talk to people face-to-face without a mask on, which I absolutely love to do, and just get my message out in different ways. Twitter is too big for its britches, as my mom would say. So we all needed to leave.
there was a time 20 years ago where Republicans would say, oh my God, we can't live without the mainstream media and there's such a filter. Well, it turns out you didn't need that. You guys, we've been able to create different new outlets and keep ways to communicate. And then everyone thought, oh, well, you get kicked off of Twitter, it's a be-all, end-all. And it turns out you're making as much news and impact in the weeks that you weren't on Twitter than you were when you're in. Maybe Twitter and the mainstream media have a lesson to learn, which is that censorship doesn't work. It really doesn't work in this country.
No. And, you know, here's the whole thing, though, John. I can't stop it. And, you know, and you're doing a great job by spreading the message, too. But it's really the people, like the people that are listening to this podcast. It's just the regular people all over the country. They're the ones that can change things. And I say it all the time because if they will raise their voices, make those phone calls to their representatives or senators, if they will step up to the plate, show up and be heard and force their way in to be heard, not in violence, but through their voice, which they absolutely have the right to do, they can change the course of this country. Because politicians, most of my colleagues are very affected by their donors and their voters.
They sure
and
are.
So I'm like, oh, the people can
those
truly
are the two levers.
They have the power.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, I know you're busy and you're traveling. I want to ask one last question, because for the majority of your career in Washington already, you've been such a proponent about not raising taxes, not taking any more bites out of the wallet of the American people. And I know you want to cut spending and get this government budget back into place. But there was an interesting moment that happened last week in my old home state of Connecticut, where a Republican for a state legislative seat won in a plus 25 Democrat district. This is a district that Joe Biden won by 25 points. This little tiny state legislator, Republican, wins in a place that Republicans have won for years. And his whole platform was, we're going to get taxes under control. It's time to stop asking you to pay for all of our nonsense. Your message has been consistent on this. You've been one of the biggest voices about, we got to get our fiscal house in order. We got to stop wasting people's money. Is this a model? Could this be a message to all Republicans that 2022 and taxes could be a powerful message?
Oh, I think so. I think it's getting our house in order in every single way.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. You know, I'm also a mom. I'm not just a business owner. I'm a mom.
Yep.
And I think our home, it has to be protected. And our home is wide open. We got critters running through. We've got a mess. It's a disaster. You know, it's horrible. So I think fiscal responsibility, yes, taxes. You know, I love the fair tax. I always did love that plan.
Yep.
But I would love to see big changes and cut a lot of waste. I'd love to end a bunch of programs that are a complete drain on our government. And I love to trust the private sector and see those jobs transferred over. So, you know, I think so much can be done. And that's really exciting that such a strong Democrat district in Connecticut, that made sense to them, that getting taxes under control made sense. And being smart with our money, because everybody knows if you overspend one day, you're just going to find out that you're going to go bankrupt. And America is very much on the verge of that.
We sure are. Approaching $30 trillion in debt. It's almost unthinkable. Well, Congresswoman, thank you so much for spending the time today. We're going to be watching for those articles of impeachment. We're going to be watching to see who gets primaried, a lot of things, and we're going to educate the American public about this very important issue, lithium, China, batteries, the Green New Deal. Thank you for educating us on that today.
Oh, thanks for having me on, John. It's really good to talk to you.
You as well. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break and wrap things up for the day. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brickhouse Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Oh my goodness. What a Friday. What an interview. Hope you enjoyed that. Marjorie Taylor Greene has a lot to say, and she's very impassioned. And you heard about impeachment. You heard about challenging Republicans who vote for the infrastructure bill. But I think the most important thing I take away from this, and I always like to try to educate people about something you might not see coming over the horizon before it hits the horizon. This lithium, rare earth metals, Afghanistan thing, the connection to that and the new Green Deal, or the green agenda of the Democratic Party as enacted through the infrastructure bill and the larger $3.5 trillion, they're creating a potential perfect storm. And we're all worried about other things right now for good reason. We want to get our Americans up. We want to get our Afghan friends up. But we also must keep an eye on this larger macroeconomic picture, that if China sweeps up all of those rare precious earth metals that we fought 20 years to preserve, we didn't do a good job exploiting them or creating a market for them for Afghanistan. They could have used the money, I can tell you. But if China comes in, their monopoly over the electronically dependent world, particularly the United States, grows. If we're more dependent on electric cars, more dependent on routers and computers and cell phones and smartphones and all things electronic, we're more dependent on China because they've been strategically, slowly, methodically, determinately trying to create monopolies in those markets to bring the West to its knees, to reliance on China. And that is what Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Congresswoman, just made clear to us. Hope that was useful to you. It's always fun to be able to bring you news and new ideas. We go into this weekend praying for the safe return of all of our Americans, all of our Afghan allies. May God watch over them and our troops and our embassy staff in Afghanistan. Keep them safe in this very perilous moment in American history. We'll be back next week with another round of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Until then, God bless you and God bless this amazing country, the United States of America, as he always has. You've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.